Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com. /awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome to Breaking Beauty, the podcast all about the breakthrough people, products, and moments in beauty. We're your hosts, Jill Dunn and Carlene Higgins.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Breaking Beauty Podcast. I'm your co-host, Jill Dunn. I'm here with Carlene Higgins. And Carlene, how are you? You just got a new drink there. And she's actually, oh, wow, this is incredible. She's using one of our sponsors on the mic.
I'm blowing Symbiotica. Jill's mind right now.
That's incredible.
She's like, oh,
not planned.
This is so organic. I'm sorry, guys. I have to mix this up. Yes, I'm Carlene Higgins. I'm your co-host of Breaking Beauty Podcast, and I'm tired. We just recorded our Freaky Friday. First of all, we're two beauty editors turned beauty podcasters. That's who we are here every single Wednesday with the kick-ass beauty content. Thank you for joining us once again. And last week, hopefully you enjoyed our Freaky Friday episode where we swapped each other's skincare routines, and we're recording back-to-back. So that's why I'm a little bit tired. And today what we're going to do is talk about that time when we Freaky Friday'd our makeup routine. And so I had to go get an energy kick. So I grabbed a Symbiotica.
She's doing a super green. So she dumped it in the little pouch into water. And those are so good. I love those.
So much better than a Diet Coke, you know?
Oh, it is. It is a little energy boost.
Yeah, exactly. And I love it because it's not powder. It's liquid. It has actually blown my mind because there's no chunks.
Yeah.
Like, hi.
So much better.
Breaking
so much
the mold.
Better.
Yeah. Love it.
And we're going to be talking to the Symbiotica founder really soon. But here you are this week. You're tuned in. It's part two. Carlene and I are swapping our makeup routines this week. We test so many different products. We're always doing that with our hashtag damn good episodes. But one of the most common questions we get asked in DMs or in our Facebook chat room is like, what are you personally actually using? Mm-hmm. And to be honest with you, I have an inkling of what Carlene used on the daily, like when we set up to do a recording or whatever. But I didn't necessarily have it all ever mapped out in a list and vice versa. So that's what we did. We kind of gave each other lists of products. Yeah. We called them in. We went away for 2 weeks and now we're having a meeting of the minds on the microphone that you're privy to. And we're going to kind of like see what the other one thought of makeup routines, if there was any new finds that we're loving or things that were maybe more, you know, not really suited to us or what have you. And of course, every single thing that we talk about, we're listing it over on our website, which is breakingbeautypodcast.com. And we'll probably get really excited today and not necessarily remember to mention every price point. But you know that, rest assured, on our website, you can always find all of that information.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll probably call it out if it's like especially pricey or especially a great deal. But just because we want to keep it like chatty and it's a bit of a different format where we're not reviewing every single thing, you'll find the prices over on breakingbeautypodcast.com under episode recaps.
That's right. And of course, follow us on social media, Breaking Beauty Podcast, our handle on TikTok. We're growing so much on there. Mm-hmm. We're also growing on Instagram, of course, at Breaking Beauty Podcast, where we will show you some of the behind the scenes of these products that we are talking about today, the makeup, and maybe even show you a full face with some of these makeup products. So stay tuned. And I really would love to take this moment. And maybe you're on vacation this week and you have a few extra minutes. If you could take the time to write us a little review in Apple Podcasts, we'd be forever grateful. And maybe in the review, you can talk to us, communicate with us there and say, I'd be more likely to use Jill's routine, or I'd be more likely to use Carlene's makeup routine. Like, let us know. We always love hearing from you and reading those reviews. So if you have the time to do it, please do share your thoughts.
It's true. Although I will say that I think that our makeup routines were more alike than they were different this week. Whereas last week, when we talked about our skincare routines, they were completely different, because it was like, I'm the skincare scaredy right now, using barely anything, and Jill uses everything. So it was like her list was as long as my arm, and mine was like as long as my finger. So, but yeah, I feel like, and I think that's really interesting. I think you're going to hear a lot of crossover of brands that have become our our everyday favorites. And we're actually, on that note, we're going to be doing some updating of our Hall of Fame, which I still love to be able to offer you guys, which basically, as you guys know, we've done so many damn goods episodes by now where we test products for you, and then we tell you what's hashtag damn good, and then we rotate them out and we start on new testing of stuff. And even when we interview brand founders, we always test the best-selling product. We test everything we talk about on our show. That's part of our thing, because we're trying to help you edit your ultimate top shelf. But we're going to do some updating in our Hall of Fame, because what happens inevitably over the course of a year is that we do try new stuff and we fall in love. So as I rotate, here's my test, my personal test in my mind. Is that, can I actually put this in the bin? Some products I'm like, no, I can't. I'm too much in love with it. I cannot part with it. And those are the ones that will end up in the Hall of Fame. So stay listening all summer long, because we're going to do an updates, and there might even be some products we're getting rid of. Oh, the
teaser alert. And without further ado, here we are, Freaky Friday. We are swapping makeup routines. Let's do it. Pausing to share a word in partnership with Sephora. So I hope you're all enjoying our Freaky Friday edition of our makeup routines, where we're swapping makeup bags. And coincidentally, there's so many of our favorites that we use on the regular that are part of the Clean at Sephora makeup assortment. Of course, the Say Glowy Super Gel Highlighter. It's just so pretty and flattering. The Milk Makeup Contour Sticks make contouring really a cinch. And the Cali Ray Come Hell or High Water Mascara. It's just this really gorgeous clean tubing mascara, doesn't budge, doesn't smudge, even on the oiliest eyelids. But that's not all. I want to take a minute to tell you about the celebrity-backed mascara that kind of shocked me how good it was. I didn't get Carlene to try it this time, but she needs to try it next. It's called the Give by Gwen Stefani. Yeah, you heard me right. Give by Gwen Stefani. Can't stop staring, clean, lengthening, and lifting mascara. It really, really lifts my lashes. I can't believe how long lasting it is. And it's something I've been swearing by even on the hottest days. And another product that I love is the Tower 28 Beach Please Lip and Cheek Cream. So these are multitasking tinted balms. They're just so pretty and effortless. You can pop them on your lips and cheeks. They have aloe vera extract in there. They're very soothing, very hydrating, give you sort of this healthy skin finish. And all of the colors are so flattering and so pretty. And of course, everything that I just mentioned, they're all part of the Clean at Sephora assortment. So of course, Sephora has an amazing selection of clean makeup brands and products, and the clean seal, it makes it easy to shop and know which products are clean. So this means that they're formulated without ingredients like mineral oil, phthalates, PFA compounds, significant amounts of synthetic fragrance, and many more. So to learn more, visit Sephora.com/clean. Once again, to learn more about the amazing selection of clean makeup brands and products, visit Sephora.com/clean. We'll link to this URL in our show notes and on our website. Now back to the show.
Hey everyone, it's Kelsey Kreppel, full-time YouTuber, part-time preschool teacher, and now the host of the podcast Circle Time. Join me every week as me and my guests mix the childlike wonder and conversational openness and acceptance of preschool that we're all nostalgic for with the realism, honesty, and wisdom baked into adulthood. With classroom-structured roots, we'll rehash standout moments of day-to-day life, dive into buzzy pop culture moments, and really just get to know each other on a deeper level. Make sure to follow me on Instagram at Kelsey Kreppel and follow the show wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get into it. Let's get our freakies on. So, Jill, let's start with face products, of course. We have to start at the foundation, at the base. So, Jill, yes, tell the good people what I had recommended to you, what you were trying mm-hmm. as those first steps, and how did it go?
Okay, so I'm going to start with the makeup, the IT Cosmetics CC Cream. So I've been using this product. I think, honestly, if you went back and listened to episode one where it was like getting to know Jill and Carlene yep. in your basement, mm-hmm. I probably talked about that product mm-hmm. then. So I do appreciate that you get coverage. It's, you know, color correction and coverage, and you're getting those skincare benefits in one tube. The whole idea when IT Cosmetics started was that it was done in conjunction with plastic surgeons. So it was supposed to be about, you know, healing your skin, having snail mucin in there and all of these
which
things
we talked about in part one. Go back and listen.
Yeah, we talked about snail mucin if you want to know what that's all about. So just to clarify, you use the original
Correct.
IT Cosmetics CC Cream. Okay, cool. So a couple of things about this product. And like I said, I've been using it for years and I liked it and I wasn't surprised it was on your list. I do think it has changed. I do think that it is, I don't use it really at all anymore because I think the formulation is different and the colors are very different.
Oh, interesting.
There is something off compared to the colors and the shade range that they used to have. It is just not the same as it used to be. Mm-hmm. And so I think the coverage of this product is still good, but I do find it gets cakier now mm-hmm. than it never used to be like that. Mm. And it clings sometimes yeah. in certain parts of my face. And I am, for that reason, I'm not like the biggest fan of it anymore, but I appreciate why it is such a one. It's kind of like a one stop shop in yeah. terms of putting complexion product on your face. I understand
and it has SPF.
Why you like it. Yes, it Which has SPF like. 50 in there, mm-hmm. or sorry, SPF 40, I apologize. And for me, I have to put it on with the number 7 brush from IT Cosmetics, which is the dual ended brush. And I absolutely love this brush. It's like a little bit smaller, dome shaped on one end. And then the other end is just really good for blending in. I find mm-hmm. you really have to use a brush to really work it in to the skin. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's sort of my thoughts on using it after having sort of fallen off of using it for a hot minute.
Okay, fair.
Yeah.
But I mean, I don't even know when the last time I used it is, just because I'm always testing so many different products. So yeah. Just being really honest, like I was like, what are the two that I probably reach for the most? Those were the ones. But I wouldn't say that I have found my holy grail foundation, just being really transparent. So those products I mentioned, because I do use them, but they're not, neither of them are like perfect in my mind. So just saying.
And yeah, and I do want to offer a little dupe moment mm-hmm. and I have a little shout out for the e.l.f. Cosmetics Camo CC Cream. Mm-hmm. They did it again. You know, like I've talked about this product before on the show. It is pretty much a dead ringer and it is like a third of the price. It's so affordable. Yeah. And it's also that also has SPF 30 and I also apply it with the same brush. So yeah, and I kind of like alluded to IT Cosmetics when we talked to Ariel Laurie on her show that we kind of name checked some brands that I thought were in their flop era. And the first one out of my mouth was IT Cosmetics.
Yeah.
And that's because of my experience that I used to be obsessed with that CC cream. And now I'm like, I could be on an island here. Like, this is just my opinion. I mm-hmm. still think there's plenty of people, you know, that swear by it and will never use anything different.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, I tried out your foundations. So the Luminous Silk, Giorgio Armani Luminous Silk, I found that one. I used that one first. And yeah, I just fell in love with it all over again. I mean, this is probably one of the first foundations that I tried when I was a baby beauty editor. And it was just so mm-hmm. iconic because every makeup artist had it in their kit. It was definitely the GOAT at the time. And I just kind of haven't used it because, again, I've just been in a mountain of, you know, trials of other products.
Yeah.
And so it was really nice to reacquaint myself with it because I realized how this one actually did age well. It's like really a natural finish. I found it to be slightly matte, which I think is really funny mm-hmm. because it's called Luminous Silk and then it's perfect yeah. glow flawless foundation. And I just thought, wow, it's so funny how that word glow has changed over yeah. the past decade because they probably thought that this gave you a glow back then. But our definition of that today in a world, if you think about like the glowy foundations from Charlotte Tilbury or Makeup by Mario, mm-hmm. it's just,
oh my God,
it's like apples and peanut butter sandwiches, just like completely not in the same universe, you know? So this
there's probably been times over the years when I've talked about that foundation where you're like, wow, it's weird you like that because I am oilier and usually I've really repel against anything super glowy, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
But to your point, it doesn't, it's hard to describe.
It's just not the glowy of
no
the today. TikTok era, you know? And mm-hmm. and it's definitely would never want to be, you know? This is mm-hmm. this is very classic. I think it's perfect for people in and around our age. I mean, I think it's great for everybody, but it's just what I like about it is very natural finish, but it does give you some coverage. So it was just so nice to rediscover it. And I was like, maybe this is going to be my holy grail as well
Absolutely.
As Jill, you know? Now I have to say, I was very pleasantly surprised at Lancome Tint Idol Ultra Wear
right?
Liquid Foundation.
Right?
Yeah. Like, this would have gone under my radar had you not pointed it out. So anyway, this is a 100%. Reformulation. It was an existing foundation. This is a full coverage liquid foundation. And what I really liked about it, it's meant to be a natural matte, which I think is kind of funny because I found it to be more glowy than the Armani. Like I literally am wearing a half face today. So I really compared them side by side. And the Lancome, you can tell it's a newer technology. It's more like the foundations today where it kind of like fills in and like plumps a little bit. You get a bit of that bounce. Do you know what I'm talking about? It's probably a silicone thing. And it just gives
it's probably how they suspend the pigments or something like
your face looks flawless. It's not as natural looking as the Armani. So I still think there will be some people out there who will prefer the Armani. But to me, you also get more coverage with the Lancome. So again, depending on if you're trying to cover acne, like all of that, I think people would really like the Tint Idol. Like it covered my redness more than the Armani and like under my eyes kind of thing. So
it's meant to be, I think, also like up to 24 hour wear, like one of those claims. And what I also really appreciate about it as a long wear foundation, I've worn so many over the years. I can't stand it when I have a long wear foundation on and like touch my face and then I feel like it's all over my hands or all over my fingers. You do not get that transfer.
Yeah.
With this one.
Yeah. It's just it surprised me. I thought it was a great foundation. I might wear this one when I'm trying to like cover more, dress up more, maybe go out at night kind of a thing. Whereas the Armani, I think, is a great just like everyday foundation that you don't look like you're wearing makeup. I still think Armani would be the one to make my makeup wardrobe, in my opinion. But I thought the Lancome was great. And for certain occasions, I would wear it. This episode is brought to you in part by Way. So we've been talking about swapping each other's routines today and how much I've learned from trying Jill's makeup routine. It's been so fun to discover new favorites to add to my existing favorites, like my Way shampoo and conditioner for fine hair. I'm always using those during the week. There's actually one for fine hair, medium, and thick hair. And then every Sunday, I clear out all the junk from styling products by using Way's detox shampoo. It's got apple cider vinegar in it to clarify, so that removes product buildup, hard water deposits, so my hair can get back to being softer and shinier by the time I'm ready to start the new week.
And one thing that's really cool, once you find your favorites, you can stock up and save with 32-ounce refill pouches of their most loved shampoos and conditioners, so you're helping the environment as well. Get on your way to healthier hair one day at a time with shampoos and conditioners that are just your type. Using our amazing promo code, go to theouai.com and use code BEAUTY15 for 15% off your entire purchase. That's so good. We'll link to this offer in our show notes and on our website. That's theouai.com, code BEAUTY15. You can pick yourself up a candle or something special along with your shampoos and conditioners. And now back to the show. Okay, so what about blushes and bronzers? What did you make of my little routine there? Because I have to say that has become probably the biggest signature of my routine. That's what I probably focus on the most and like the most.
Right, right. Yes. Yeah. So you definitely have, you had recommended the Say Glowy Super Gel in Sun Glow. That was your go-to, like mm-hmm. a little bit of a contouring product.
Yeah.
You also recommended the Hourglass Ambient Lighting Edit Universe Unlocked. Mm-hmm. And you recommended the Chanel Baume Essentiel in Rosé.
Yep.
And you recommended the Milk Makeup Bronze, the Sculpting Stick.
Yeah.
And uh-huh. many of them I've tried before. I am a fan of the Glowy Super Gel in mm-hmm. Sun Glow. And you had recommended using it sort of as a contour, like in the hollows of your cheeks.
Mm-hmm.
And I really did like how it looked when it went on. Although I feel like, for me, I like something a little bit more snatched if I'm going to take the time to sort of contour. So my favorite, if I were to sort of like choose between the two, I love the Milk Makeup, the Sculpt Stick in Toasted.
That's so interesting because I remember asking you about that before and you were like, meh.
Well, I feel like the difference is what was annoying me about this before is the packaging mm-hmm. and how they did the shrinkflation. But
right.
the product itself, it's good.
Okay.
Itself, it's good. So if I were to choose to contour, if I'm going to like do that, I would go for this contour stick.
Yeah.
And I do feel like it's very easy to use. And I do the 5-point contour thing, which I learned from Katie Jane Hughes, mm-hmm. which is just like a little dot under your, like in the hollow. It's not like a stripe on your face. It's like dot, dot, mm-hmm. dot, dot.
Yeah.
And then you blend it up, up, up.
Right.
So I really think that that's convenient, especially in the summertime when you're, you know, sort of on the go and you're really, that's what Milk Makeup is so good at.
Yeah.
And
when we talk about the packaging, we should just yes. rewind for a second. So the thing about it, it's in a little stick, but it has a plastic mm-hmm. covering, which is good for hygienic reasons. But when you go mm-hmm. to pop it off, you definitely, you will get your finger in it.
Nick
there
it.
Is no doubt.
Nick
like
it.
You're going to mm-hmm. do it. And that, and everybody does it. It's so funny. It's like you could yeah. create a whole meme around that where it's just like multiple people duetting each other, like sticking their friggin' yeah. thumb into their Milk Makeup contour stick.
Yeah. But the Glowy Super Gel, like it's iconic at this point. Then yeah, your trick with the highlighter or sorry, using the Glowy Super Gel
mm-hmm.
and I liked it. I thought it was pretty, but it kind of just wasn't enough snatch.
Mm.
But I love putting that product like in a foundation or sorry, in like a tinted moisturizer and like putting that all over my face. I would rather wear it sort of like all over, but
right.
I know that's the beauty of that product. You can customize it. You can use it however yeah. you like.
Yeah. I'm addicted to using it as a contour. I don't know why. I just love it.
That's so
Love
good.
It.
And then
yeah.
you also recommended the Hourglass Ambient Light Adding Palette. I mean, that's just such a no-brainer. I love it. I am obsessed with the highlighters in here, the blushes in here. We both know that it's just like so high quality, so epic. And you just look so pretty
yeah.
when you wear it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then I also used one of your favorite products, which is the Chanel Baume Essentiel.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, I didn't get the color that you swear by,
oh.
which is rosé.
Yeah.
But I got one that's quite beautiful. It's called Dragé.
Oh.
I don't know what that means.
Drag? Dragé?
Yeah. It's like D-R-A-G-E, a Santé Goût, and then E.
Okay.
And it's like a really pretty, very universal, soft, I would say soft. It's just lighter than the one that you have in terms of color. It's still almost like veering into that rose gold territory, but it's a lot softer.
Okay.
And just using that on the high points of my face, I'm obsessed. It's so beautiful.
Amazing.
It's really, really great.
Apparently,
yeah, Draget, so those are all winners.
Apparently, Draget means a sugar-coated nut. Just an FYI. Yeah.
That sounds delicious.
Yeah. Yeah, I love that product so much. Okay, well, it's too bad. I mean, I'm sure it's beautiful as well. But the rosé, I think when I first talked about it on the show, it was limited edition. But then I'm pretty sure they made it a permanent edition, but maybe it's just sold out. Anyway.
No, you can get it. It's just I couldn't get it.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Got it.
So,
got
it. But you can buy it. You can absolutely buy it. And what's interesting about that product and what makes it different than a NARS, the multiple, or a Nude Sticks or whatever, it is actually moisturizing.
Yeah.
So you're getting a glow from, like, it looks like you have a beautifully hydrated skin.
Yeah.
And also a slightly colored sheen. It's hard to describe it, but it's like, that's what Chanel does so well. It's all about those details. It's all about the subtlety. It's all about the French, and that is French girl look, you know?
It's much more sheer. It's much more sheer than like a Nude Sticks Nudies cream blush, which I'm going to talk about next. You know, it's almost like the Say Super Glowy Gel, Glowy Super Gel. Mm-hmm. I always got that confused.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
In a stick format in like varying tones. Right. It's that like gel kind of sheer glow, like it's tinted. That's kind of what it is. So they nailed
it. It's magic
in a stick. So Jill recommended a few products for me. One of them, as I just mentioned, is the Nude Sticks Nudies Matte Cream Blush. You mentioned that you like a whole bunch of the shades. Sunset Strip you called out as a bright shade, but you really liked it in the summer. So I don't know if they just didn't have it or what, they didn't send me that one, but they sent me what I think is similar. This is it here. It's called Picante. And it's like really...
Oh, God, that's so bright. It's like orange.
It is. But it actually does like blend in really nicely. And it ends up being just like a beautiful coral. So this is something that I wouldn't normally maybe call in on my own. So I actually liked that on my cheeks a lot. I mean, this is something that is a really fun. If you want to try something different in the summer, this is, I think, really flattering. I think it would look great on everyone. And it just is like a switch up, like a hot summer switch up, you know? So yeah, I really like the Nudies matte sticks because I do like a matte color sometimes when it's just like juicy and great for summer. The only thing that struck me when I received, like I received a whole bunch of them and they sent me some other stuff. And I was like, it is a lot of packaging to me. I think that maybe it might be time to like do a little rebrand. That's my little... little freebie consultation or whatever. It's just, I think people who know this product, there's a brush on the other end of it. Mm-hmm, and it just seems excessive. It's like, I didn't really like the finish when I used the brush. And then you just end up throwing it out at the end. And it just feels wasteful. I think given that when they first launched, they were like, you know, they launched their lip pencils in that tin with the mirror and stuff. And they were like, well, you keep it. But then they sent me a whole bunch with that. And I'm like, what am I going to do with all of these? Like, it just feels excessive. And yeah, I think maybe
I understand.
Just a little glow up might be a good time for that.
They do sell the refills, though, I will say. Not at Sephora. Where
for the Nudie Sticks?
Yes.
Yeah.
You can get the refill.
Okay. Well, that's smart.
Yeah,
that's
should have clarified to say you make a good point because I don't use that brush when I'm blending.
Yeah, I just think it's unnecessary. You know, I think maybe we're ready for a change up, or it's like maybe even put like a matching highlighter or bronzer on the other end or something. I think we can do better. And that's I say that with love.
Yes.
And I guess on that note, the other one you recommended to me is the Patrick Ta Headlines Blush in She's That Girl. This is an interesting product because it's a powder blush on the bottom and then it's a cream blush and a bolder shade on the top. It's quite a bright pink. So again, this could be a switch up for some people if, you know, you're not used to wearing kind of like a hot pink shade because it is quite pigmented. Yeah. I was a little confused at first because the whole powder and cream combination, I just didn't really understand it. So I went to the website and it looks like you put the powder on first and then the cream on top, which I tried. I liked it. I probably wouldn't, you know, I didn't love it enough to be like, I'm going to continue using this. Tell me what you love about it.
I just love that you can layer. Here's the thing with blushes. And if you're not a makeup artist, it's like, it can look so clown-like to layer blushes. And I just really appreciate that he's thought about how to create this sort of very, in my opinion, like quite an editorial look, which is like layering pigments, but in the same color.
Right.
And you can rest assured that it's like a no-brainer. You can rest assured that they're going to look good together. Right. They're going to blend out well together.
Right.
And that's what I really appreciated. And he is so known for that tone-on-tone look that is why I gravitated toward it. And I don't know if I put it on the list, but how I got introduced to this type of product was he has bronzers that are like this.
Oh, cool.
And they blew up on TikTok last year. Yeah. And those are big. I'm a big, big fan of that. It's the powder and the cream together. But you're right. There is nothing else out there on the market really that's putting two products together in the same package. And you're like, what do I use first?
You know what, though? Having said that, you bring up a good point. I think what it is, I'm not super into these bright pinks right now. I'm very into warm shades, especially in the summer. And also, I think I've also just found that they're more complementary to my skin tone because they don't bring out the redness. They kind of, the warm shades seem to neutralize more for me. So maybe that's why. Because when you said that these come in bronzers, I was like, ooh, I feel like if these were in, if this was in a different shade, like a warmer shade, I actually might love it because I love blush play. I'm not a big eyes person. Right. I'm not that skilled at it. And I just love playing with contour and highlight and blush. That's kind of my thing. So you know what? Yeah, maybe if it was in a different shade, I'd be digging it.
I think, it's the color combo that might be throwing you off.
Yeah.
It's rather than the combo of the dewy cream and the powder in one.
And then the last complexion product you tasked me to try is the Hourglass Ambient Lighting Palette in Volume 1. So here it is here. You know by now that we're both super fans of Hourglass in general. This is a $100 palette. It is not inexpensive. So as you know, I had also given Jill a palette to try from Hourglass. But that one to me is much more easy to understand because there's two very clearly blush shades. There's one very clear bronzer shade. And then there's like two highlighters. One's lighter than the other. I think one's more golden. And with these, I just looked at it and I was like, what do I do with this? I was, again, easily confused over here, was just like, what is this? I don't understand. Like, I only have one skin tone. What am I supposed to do with these three? Like, basically what you're looking at, sorry, listeners, is three very similar shades of what looks like highlighter. Like one of them is slightly cooler and then one of them is lighter and the other one's slightly more golden, but they are very similar. So I'm like, what do I do with these? Like just, you know, and so I wanted to ask you, first of all, what do you do with them?
It's like a finishing step. It's a finishing powder. And like you literally, it just kind of, I feel like seamlessly blends into the skin and it just like takes your makeup to the next level as a finishing step. It's not necessarily setting anything. It just kind of gives your skin this like this glow and it makes it look alive. Yeah. And I'll go back to what Carissa Janes talked about on our show all those like months ago when she was on over a year ago now, you can go back and listen, but she wanted to put the makeup artist in the product. This is their hero product, right? And that is what she was able to do, in my opinion, give you this like flawless finish to your makeup.
Yeah. So just so you guys know, it comes in volume 1, 2, and 3. So there's one for fair skin tones, one for medium, one for dark, loosely speaking. And I was confused by the fact that it said finishing powder, because to me, a finishing powder is like translucent or close to your skin tone. You know what I mean? So it's like one of these is clearly darker. I feel like I'm just going to muddy my skin if I put it on. So when I read about it, it does say the powders filter surrounding light to blur imperfections and refine skin's appearance. Each of these high-tech soft focus finishing powders create an exquisitely flattering
light source. The powders can be applied individually or layered to imbue skin with a multidimensional glow. So I have been having fun playing with this. Before I read about it at all, I was like, I'm just going to use it the way I use my other palette and see what happens. And so I actually used what seemed to me to be more of a grayish toned one. And I used that as a contour. So I put that in like the hollows of my cheeks and in my eyelid, like in the crease where the socket is. And then I used the more golden one as like a highlighter. So I put that on my top of my cheekbones. I also used it as an eyeshadow. And then likewise with the lightest one, I used that as a, as like down the center of my face as a highlighter. Mm-hmm. The result was pretty. So I'm having a lot of fun with it. Yeah. Another hit.
Grateful that one of our longtime show partners, Macy's, is supporting our show this week. So I hope everyone's having a fabulous summer so far. And one of my favorite pastimes when the mercury rises is heading to the beach with a great book. And first up on my summer reading list, I got my hands on an advanced reading copy of a nonfiction book called Glossy. And so this is all about the inside story of building Emily Weiss's Glossier. It's a book that comes out officially in the fall. So more on that later. And next on my reading list is Meet Me at the Lake by Carly Fortune. And if any of y'all have great summer beach read recommendations, please slide into my DMs and let me know about it. And reading has always been super important to me. I was a voracious reader as a kid, and that's why I'm proud to share the news that Macy's is committed to creating brighter futures for all. Throughout July, join Macy's and the nonprofit organization Reading is Fundamental to help close the literacy gap this summer. So give back online or at any Macy's store to provide books and literacy resources to underserved kids and teachers through their Race, Equity, and Inclusion initiative. So this initiative, it addresses systemic racism and social justice through the power of books and reading. Truly, I do believe that if a kid falls in love with a book, even one book, it can change their life. So to learn more and donate today, visit macys.com/purpose. Once again, visit macys.com/purpose. We'll link to this initiative in our show notes and on our website. Now back to the show.
Okay, what do you got going on for eyes over there?
The Winky Luxe Precision Eyebrow Pencil. Mm-hmm. I have it right here. Mm-hmm. You talked about it very recently, actually. And you said that this is like a new favorite of yours. So this is called Unibrow, which is like quite funny. And I think it's like $8 at Ulta or like $15, something like that. And I definitely agree. I think this is an amazing universal brow shade for me anyway. It's got like a taupey sort of gray tone. And I do like it for sort of drawing on individual hairs. I thought it was like very versatile and very good. And it has the spoolie at the other end. Mm-hmm. And I think it stood up to some other brow products that I love of this nature that are like twice as much money. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And I was glad that you put this in on my radar because like Winky Lux, like to me, it just feels like something so
random,
young and that would be in the bin as you're checking out at Target. Like I just would never really know that they had like makeup chops. So I was like very excited about this and I will be continuing to use this.
Awesome. Yeah. You recommended the NYX Thick It Stick It Brow Mascara. Jill's a drugstore girly. And I was pleasantly surprised by this product. So this is one of those eyebrow products that it looks almost like a mascara wand. And they are tinted. It's a thickening brow mascara. And I was able to find a shade that was suitable to me. I think it kind of adds fibers, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
Right? So it's
Definitely thickens. Like thickening them up.
Yeah. Now, what I generally don't like about these types of products and the reason why what I use every day is the Winky Lux pencil is because I guess although my eyebrows can be sparse, especially as I'm getting older, they are long, like, but unevenly long. Like some of them are long and some of them aren't. So when I use a product like this, it's like I'll have three strays that are super long and then the other ones aren't, you know, like I can't get that look that you'll see all over Instagram or whatever, where it's like one big, perfectly even caterpillar type of a look.
So that's one thing. And then the other thing is I do find that often the pigment will transfer because you're brushing your products up.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the top, I've got product up there and then I have to wipe it away. And then I'm wiping away my foundation. So, and then I end up just like flattening my brow hairs anyway, because I'm like running my finger across it. So that's why I don't tend to go for these, but I did have fun playing with this one because what I realized is that you can really play with the effect. Like if you just do one coat, you'll get a little bit of a lift and volume, but if you keep going and keep going and kept, I was like, let me just see for fun what would happen if I literally went like vertically straight up and tried to get them as high up as possible. And, you know, I wouldn't say it lasted all day, that effect, but like my eyes looked more open and I was like, wow, this actually had a positive benefit. Like I looked more awake and all of that.
Yeah. Like a little mini brow lift.
Yeah. Mini brow lift. So that was fun. I think I probably will use it from time to time. But again, if I just think about like my classic wardrobe of makeup, the Winky Luxe is just like super natural. Yeah.
Love it.
And then Jill recommended a couple of tubing mascaras to me. One of them is the Cali Ray Come Hell or High Water. This one's water resistant. And the other one is the Hourglass Unlocked Instant Extensions Mascara. And they're both fantastic. I forgot how good the Cali Ray was.
It's insane.
It's actually really, really good. I love a tubing mascara that I can just slide off.
Yeah.
With my fingers.
Both of them are tubing. Yeah.
Both of them are tubing. I do find that the Hourglass is not as easy to get off. I wonder if it's like a hybrid or something. But, you know, again, it's still not as bad as like a waterproof mascara where you literally can't get it off. And then I end up taking out some lashes with it. But I did find that they didn't transfer. That's the beauty of a tubing mascara. And the Hourglass one gives you so much volume, which is incredible for a tubing mascara, which historically were more just about defining. That's all you could get with them, those tubing ones. That one gave you tons of volume. And this Come Hell or High Water gave me tons of length.
It's pretty crazy that how far that technology has come. Because I still have a K Beauty tubing mascara that I'll use on occasion from Blink.
Yeah.
And it's exactly what you just said. It's like, yes, I am getting the guarantee that I'm not raccoonized by the middle of the day, but I don't get lash drama, which is
totally
what
agree.
I want. But I will say again, the Hourglass, and I've talked about this before, I think on the show, about how for a very expensive mascara, the packaging is kind of brutal. And you'll see it on Sephora. They have a lot of people will submit the picture of what happens. The little stopper comes out of the tube. I have it in front of me right now. I don't know if that happened to you.
No, not yet.
Hopefully not.
Okay.
It would have happened right off the hop if it was a bad tube. And so you end up with this, like, you're like, are you kidding me? This is a $40 mascara and I'm getting this gloopy mess.
Oh,
there's something wrong with the mechanism.
That. Yeah.
And so they will like return it for you, but I think it is a testament to how much I love this mascara, because even though I know that happens, I still buy this.
Yeah. No, it's great. They're both great and they did not transfer. So they are my mascaras of summer. So thank you for introducing me to those.
Amaze. I'm glad that you liked them.
Yeah.
I mean, are we just like the Hourglass podcast now? Like, I know,
right? Sponsored, not sponsored by. All right. So what about lips, Jill? What did I put on your radar? Remind me.
Okay. I really did love the combo that I got from Rare Beauty that I really have been enjoying and wearing. And the lip liner isn't in front of me right now, but it's one of the matte lipsticks in the shade Humble. I actually had a mini one on hand from before. So it was like a mini, it was like a set I think they had at the holidays. So it was like the Rare Beauty little mini lipstick and the matching lip liner. And I love that they did the matching, or like, you, so you know what to wear together.
Yeah.
They really know how to cater to people who want to engage and have fun with makeup, but they don't necessarily want to watch a YouTube tutorial about how to do it. And I find that their shade selection, they're never like bold, crazy colors, but what they do very, very well are these neutral selections.
Absolutely.
In my opinion.
Totally agree. Totally agree. I mean, we've had these questions off the record where, you know, we'll sit around and chat with
whoever it is, PRs, other editors, whatnot. And always inevitably end up talking about like, what are the celebrity brands that are actually really good? And I always say Rare Beauty first. I think Rare Beauty is, in my opinion, the best celebrity beauty brand out there. I like the majority of their products. In the lip category, I think they're crushing it the most. And certainly if in the lip category, it's my favorite go-to brand where I would find like the most selection that I like.
Yeah.
I used to really not like nudes because most of them were not the right shade for me. They just never looked right. And I find in there, there's tons of options that I like. So I just think they're nailing it and they're comfortable to wear. I love mattes, but they do comfortable mattes. And like you said, they're priced really fairly.
Absolutely agree. And then another celebrity brand that you recommended was actually the Fenty Gloss Bomb Heat in Lemon Lava, which is a color I would never normally go for, but I am into it.
It's like gold flicker. Gold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like Rihanna, I really love Fenty Beauty as well, but I feel like this is just a different vibe, you know? It's like when you want to turn it up a notch, when you do want to like wear something really fun.
I know.
But it's actually so pretty.
It has gold flicks in it. And I think I would have to look it up, but are these not meant to be plumping? Because I get a slight tingle, like the heat to my lips.
Right. Yes, the heat ones are.
Yeah. So I wonder if it's meant to be like plumping.
Let me just double check.
Yeah, lip luminizing and plumper, the gloss bomb heat. So yeah, I like to take, you know, so just say I'm wearing one of the Rare Beauty like flat matte ones, then I'll throw this. Sometimes I'll throw this over top, like if I'm going out at night or going to an event, and it just like adds a different dimension. And I also love wearing this just with that Patrick Ta lip liner as well.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, and then the ultimate, you know, crowd pleaser is the Chanel Coco Balm. This is the one you liked, right? The Rouge Coco Balm.
Yeah, we both had this on our list.
Yes.
So this
is incredible.
Yeah. Yeah. Those are just so easy to wear for summer. Mm-hmm. I love the clear one. I love the tinted ones as well. It's just a new go-to. And the color is like so subtle. It's kind of like a lip blur, but not dry at all. It's like a balm version of a blur.
Yeah.
So we're going to end it off on a drugstore buy because Jill is a drugstore stan. And I love that about Jill because then we always have a good mix of price points around here. Jill recommended the NYX Smooth Whip Matte Lip Cream. They are $12 in Canada. So they're probably like $9 in the US or something.
Yeah.
And they come in many, many shades. I don't know how many, like 20, 22 shades. And they are quite comfortable. It's like a whippy matte lip cream, just like you said. They do have some decent nude shades as well. So I do think if you're into that vibe, but you want even a better deal, you could be trying these. But I've tried other matte cream colors from NYX and they always do it well. So I definitely gained a lot of new favorites based on your recommendations. So I have to thank you, Jill.
Yes, thank you.
And thank
I mean, maybe my wallet doesn't thank you, but I thank you.
And thank you, everybody, for listening. Tell us if you have tried any of these products that we may have talked about in the past or what some of your daily favorite products are that maybe we need to Freaky Friday with you. Drop us a line in our Facebook private chat room or on Instagram in our comments for this show or drop into our DMs. Bye.
Thanks for listening. You can find details on every product mentioned in today's episode, along with our exclusive promo codes on our blog at breakingbeautypodcast.com.
While you're there, be sure to sign up for our newsletter. Every episode will be delivered directly to your inbox, so you won't miss a single thing.
And get social with us. Let us know what you think of the episode. You can follow us on Instagram at Breaking Beauty Podcast.
And did you know we also have a private Facebook group? Just search Breaking Beauty Podcast Chat Room.
You can even leave us a voicemail at any time with questions or feedback at 1-844-227-0302.
And don't forget to subscribe to us wherever you get your podcast fix. Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts, where you can show us some love by writing a review.
See you next Wednesday.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.